Tears were shed in Langley on Friday, December 13, when directors of the Langley Good Times Cruise and Car Show began handing out the checks to local charities from the $94,000 raised at this year's 25th show. Marilyn Pitico, founder of Hope After Stroke, which runs weekly programs for local stroke survivors, said the cruise-in has become a constant source of funding. "It lifts me up. It makes it so that I can do my work, that I have a team behind me plus my volunteers," she told the Star. Pitico runs two Hope After Stroke groups out of the Walnut Grove Community Center, and has received more than $100,000 in donations from the charity car show in the last 10-plus years. "And that's the name of the game. Cruise In has always been about providing a spectacular car show that raises money for community causes. Thanks to sponsors, 100% of the money raised goes to charity. This journey is personal for me. It started because my dad couldn't speak, his bench is out front of the community center. It was a personal thing of saying, this is needed in our community," she shared. Pitico connected with Cruise In and became one of its charities, quickly moving to be a returning one. "I feel very honored," she said, adding that people interested in donating, volunteering, or joining the group can reach her at 604-882-4672. Marty Brown, president of the 2024 Cruise In, said Hope After Stroke is a great group to support. "Marilyn is amazing, it's really good, what they do," he said. When he first saw the total amount raised this year, Brown said it surprised him, but he immediately thought of the team behind the car show. "I just thought how we really pulled together, all the hard work we did, and our relationships with our sponsors, vendors, and the people that work with us were really strong this year. So, I felt like it was an appropriate number and I'm extremely proud of it." More than 1,200 vehicles were on display at the Langley Good Times Cruise and Charity Car Show in Alder Grove on September 7. Crowds of almost 100,000 spectators strolled along Fraser Highway between 264 and 272 streets for the show, which was closed for the event. Many of the 125 volunteers showed up as early as 4 a.m. to set up Fraser Highway for the event and guide registered car owners into their spots on the road. "Our car owners brought out their finest rides, our sponsors helped immensely this year, and the township of Langley was right behind us all the best," Brown told the Star. "It really takes an army of people, and none of the show would happen without all the amazing volunteers, including the cruise in board, captains, and show day helpers. The power of people is amazing." Among the recipients are five main charities of choice: Pitico's Langley Community Support Group, Valley Therapeutic Equestrian Association, Langley Memorial Hospital Auxiliary, the Boys and Girls Club of Langley, Rotary Starfish Program, Aldergrove Veterans and Senior Society, Parkside Elementary, Langley Meals on Wheels, Langley BMX Club, Bikers Against Child Abuse, Valley Therapeutic Riding Association, and Langley Food Bank. Ricardo Sestito, returning as president for 2025, said the board is already meeting to plan the next cruise and car show and they are seeking volunteers. "Those interested can contact Heather Lehman at lehmans@tellus.net or 604-866-3977. See more. Video: nearly 100,000 at 25th Annual Langley Cruise in Charity Car Show related. Cruise In, Langley's charity car show vital to community groups.